Kids love fairy tales. Stories about big, luxurious castles, endless riches, chariots, and knights in shining armor, beautiful queens and princesses, all of it culminating in a story of romantic love. And I guess adults, we must like fairy tales too. I mean, why the hell would we keep reading these stories to our kids? And I'm thinking, you know, should we really keep doing this? I mean, doesn't it promote unrealistic expectations? I mean, is life really a fairy tale? As children and young adults, we start to think about our lives and how they're going to end up and whether we're going to have those things that we saw in fairy tales. And, you know, this week has been pretty monumental for me because I'm thinking about fairy tales, and I'm thinking about 12 years ago, I walked into a courthouse for the first time as an attorney and started my job as a prosecutor. And on a personal level, it's been really satisfying because I've been able to help people in need and protect my community and give back. And I was getting ready for work earlier this week, and I thought about my job and my life, and I looked around and I saw that I had a pretty decent house, one that my kids will, you know, be proud to grow up in, I think, and had some nice big trees in the yard and some drivable cars in the garage. Some possessions, not everything I'd like, but pretty much everything I need. And I looked around and I went and found my wife and I asked her for a hug. And we embraced, and as we were hugging, my daughter looked over at us and she wanted a hug too, so of course I obliged her with that, and got me thinking again about fairy tales and why we do read those stories to our kids. And I think the reason is maybe we subconsciously hope that someday with a little hard work that our kids can find that job that makes them feel like a knight in shining armor, whether it be in the working world or as a full-time parent, find that home that feels like a castle, some cars that feel like chariots, some cool stuff that they can call their riches, and another person or family that they can call their king or prince or princess, and find that romantic love in life. And maybe, just maybe, they'll live a real-life fairy tale to pass on to their kids, like I am right now. And when I think about it that way, I think, well, maybe those fairy tale expectations aren't so unrealistic after all.